This is All Things Considered on 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Shane Scott. Some students at Randolph School are inviting their peers to a new hackathon this weekend. They're calling it HackHSV. The hackathon is open to everyone, ages 13 through 18. I spoke with student organizers Sachin Kutiel and Tyler Williams, sophomores at Randolph. They say HackHSV is about creative problem solving, not the sort of hacking that often makes headlines.
But basically, a hackathon is not actually hacking into a mainframe or anything. It's a 12-hour programming competition where basically you show up at the competition, you form a group, and basically you have 12 hours to create kind of whatever you want. And in our case, it's all around surrounding the theme of space. So there'll be a problem that will be released during our competition that will have to do with space, and then groups will collaborate together and just kind of program anything they want in kind of a space theme to solve that issue.
And ask students to do what with software that they develop? Solve the problem, detail the problem, present the problem? What about it?
I'll take an example from space. That's not really our problem. Let's say you've discovered a new planet, or you've discovered new life forms, I guess, and you want to learn how to communicate with it or something like that. How do you use software to do that? So basically, you can either use software to create a new language or create some sort of virtual translator or something that kind of changes your language into, I guess, a hypothetical alien language, to some way to communicate with them. Basically, you're using software to solve the problem that's presented to you.
And how would you start to solve that problem? People speak of mathematics as the only universal language, at least so far as we've been able to reason. What would you do?
So basically, once I have my group formed, instead of writing down code and jotting down code, I would just spend a lot of time just collaborating. You have plenty of time to create a solution, but I think having a solid foundation of thinking of a solution to the problem and kind of sketching out, not necessarily with code, but like with pictures and everything, kind of a flow chart of how everything will work, I think that's will be a good foundation for how to start out. And then you can go from there.
Are you looking for like a pseudocode description of a solution that could be rendered in code, or are you looking for actual code at the end of the day?
Well, at the very end of the competition, our judges will be looking for the creativity of the ideas and how well those ideas can actually be put into the real world. And like you're saying, it wouldn't hurt to have just a few basic lines of code just for the very basics of their software or their iOS app or something like that.
So it's open to people of all ages within the range that is presented, and that is basically teenagers. What if you don't know much? Should you still be taking an interest here?
We have a friend who is thinking about signing up, and he knows nothing about coding, nothing about all the different types of languages. But for the mentors that we have there, we'll probably have like a 4-to-1 participant to mentor ratio, since we'll have a large amount of mentors coming from New Leaf Digital, to where if a person knows nothing about coding, as long as they can bring their computer, they can participate in this event and they can make an impact.
Now, what led you guys to want to do this in the first place?
Sachin, he is a phenomenal person with computers. Anything you need, he'll solve it for you. And over the summer, he went to a hackathon in Michigan called MHacks. And he was really interested in hosting one here, since we don't have any for high school students. So he contacted me, and I've done a little bit of computer programming. I've gone through the tech classes in school and done a little bit of the computer programming classes, but mainly I'm interested in entrepreneurship and business. I've built the skills to be pretty good at finances and marketing, so that's why Sachin brought me on.
Now, you guys are 10th graders and undertaking this for the first time. Is it something that you will seek to do again and that you will seek to hand off to other people in the future, or is this just your thing?
We're hoping to continue HackHSV for the rest of the time we're in high school, and even after that, we're hoping to find more people who can run it.
HackHSV, our new local high school hackathon, is this Saturday at Randolph School. There is a registration fee. You can learn more about the event and find this interview online at WLRH.org and in the WLRH Facebook and Twitter feeds.